Our guest analyst this afternoon is RML Trading's Bob Liebachen. Bob, let's reflect a little bit on the grains today.
Well, another negative day, especially in the wheat market. Chicago wheat, since we broke here a couple weeks ago, it's gone down about 55, 60 cents, somewhere in there, and fairly low prices on top of it. And Kansas has fallen through the spread favored the hard wheats today. Kansas was down a penny and a half versus eight in Chicago, and the Minneapolis actually up 4.5. So I don't know if that's signaling anything here in the future, but first of March now tomorrow, maybe we'll get a better attitude or something will develop here. We'll be entering the time of the year where weather gets to be more important as we move forward. And one thing that is being talked about a little bit, how cold it is in the 6 to 10 day and 8 to 14, I believe, still had a massive area of cold weather over the growing areas projected. So we'll see how that plays out. That would take us into about the 13th or 14th of March. So a little bit of talk that would probably affect the corn planting ideas, that if it starts to stay cool and wet, then the snowpack and a lot of ground didn't get work last year. So maybe that's where a weather issue could develop. And then also how cold it's been, you know, is that going to affect the winter wheat here when it starts to come out of dormancy? Will some signs show up that there's been some stress? So that's a couple of things coming up in March. And as it finally warms up, and then, of course, we get the big acre report at the end of the month of March.
What do you think about wheat acres?
Well, it's a tough one. You know, right now, corn of the three grains, you know, without going into some specialty crop, corn probably has the best one to maybe give a chance for a rally, and or even at prices, if they happen to bounce up here a little bit, you could probably still lock in some kind of a profit. The other grains might be kind of tough to do so right now. But then, of course, we always need wheat for rotation and that type of thing. So I think the next month here coming up now, as we move into that report, will be a determining factor on how the market trades and some of the guesstimates that get thrown out there.
What are your thoughts on the livestock markets and how they wrapped up February?
Well, cattle have been moving higher, in fact, made new recent highs here even yesterday. So there's some idea that with cash prices, wide basis and that type of thing, we could be setting ourselves up for a fall in the futures market here eventually. Feeder cattle have been moving down, where the live cattle have been holding in there. And then the hogs, one day they talk about that maybe there's some disease issues with some of the hog critters and that type of thing. And then the one day it was China talk, and so the hog market has been in a downtrend here since about the first part of November, and we've seen a little bit of evidence that might be trying to bottom here. We had a reversal one day and got into some good support and then closed up a little bit today.
Once again, we've been visiting with RML Trading's Bob Liebachen.